Let's get over to New York City. Of course, we've all been watching what's been happening in the news. Now we're going to find out reality. We've got the Gabby Cabby, Mr. Peter Franklin, on the phone. How are you, Peter?
Well, not too good, because my little town is in quite a mess. We will survive. We will fix it up, and comes probably Monday, a lot of things will be back to normal. What won't be back to normal, of course, are the people who lost their houses and their buildings and their boats and their cars. I mean, you're talking about an unbelievable amount of money. Because remember, the problems in New York City are a lot different than the problems in Virginia or Pennsylvania or Maryland. I mean, in terms of we have the infrastructure and we have the money to fix things up. It's just going to take a while to do it. So generally, the people in Manhattan who live in high-rise apartment houses don't really have the same problems as somebody living along the ocean in Brooklyn. I mean, we've had the periodic blackouts. As a matter of fact, the other night we were in a restaurant eating. It was the first time we were out of the building in, I think, 3 or 4 days. The lights went out, as they do from time to time, sort of in a third-world country. Everybody whips out a flashlight and continues eating their dinner. And I thought to myself, gee, I thought I was the only neurotic that was walking around with a flashlight. And then we go out onto the street, and people are all walking with flashlights. You had the feeling you were in Disney World, you know, with all the kids with the little lights and everything. People volunteering to go into the intersections to direct traffic. So, I mean, our problems are different here. The people that I really feel bad for are the ones who've lost everything. And as usual, the federal government stinks. Hey, Washington, D.C., did you hear what I just said? I said you stink, all right? They're doing the same thing now that they did during Katrina. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
So what we're seeing on the news, then, is a good representation of what is actually happening in New York. Obviously, the cabs aren't running, or they've started again, but I hear gas is really hard to find.
Well, that's a different problem. First of all, in our garage, we have all the gas we want. That's not our problem. The problem is that when you lease a cab, you lease it for 12 hours, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. New York City cab drivers don't actually own the cabs. Well, there's no point in leasing the cab for a shift if when you get out onto the streets, you're not going to be able to drive because of the traffic. So, as I say, we don't have the gasoline problem in our garage, but we have the other problem. So there aren't that many cabs on the street. And if you're seeing pictures of cabs on the street, it's just that somebody from CNN went running down the street, you know, to catch them. As far as for the general public, gee, you know, something funny just happened. The gasoline last week was $3.70 a gallon. This week, it's $6 a gallon.
No, that's gouging.
I can't figure that out.
Wow.
Holy.
That's unbelievable.
I can't figure that out. And then we also have, and remember, that's not every single gas station, but, you know, they're having their fun. Insurance companies have already started denying claims because, oh, it's water damage or flood damage or act of God or whatever it is. Wow. So there's a lot of sleazy stuff going on. But I still contend, as I always do, that most people are good people and decent people. So it isn't every gas station, and it isn't every insurance company. But all the creeps have come out of the woodwork.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time to update us and our listeners on what's going on in New York. And you take care of the missus, and all the best to you.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Peter.
Oh, thank you, guys. Bye.